Okay, so we are skipping a little bit. We're going to come back. But the whole discussion of our Mishnah, I mean, conceptually, this is more linked to what we've been doing, has been the issur of selling, renting, v'chadome, v'chadome. We started with the prohibitions that exist in Eretz Yisrael. And we moved to Yisurim that apply also in Chutz La'aretz. And that was how we got into the Yisur of renting to non-Jews in Chutz La'aretz because of the Avodah Zarah. And then we took several days to deal with the implications of the mezuzah thing that came up in that sugya. But let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment. Okay? Let's reread the Mishnah and then read the sugya, and then I want to try to analyze the prohibition that appears in the Gemara of Shlo Yaseh Shchuna. Okay? So the Mishnah says, "Ein maskirim lembatim be'eretz Yisrael." You don't rent property to the non-Jews, idolaters, however you define it. I don't need to go back over this for the 10 trillionth time, right? in Israel, "Ein zarech lomar sadot uvesuria sadot," and for sure not fields. Uvesuria maskirim lembatim. In Syria, you can. And this is what we're going to come back to: is kibush yachid. Is why does Syria have a middle status? But maskir lehem batim, we rent houses, avalosadot, but not fields. Uvechutz laretz, mechon lehem batim. In chutz laretz, we sell them houses, maskir and sados, and we can rent them fields. The mayor, biosi omer, no, Eretz Yisrael, maskir lehem batim. In Eretz Yisrael, you can rent them houses, avalosados. Uvesuria, mochren batim, umaskir and sados. In Syria, you can sell houses and rent fields. Chutz laretz, mochren elu ve'elu. Chozars, you can sell whatever you want, but but when we say you can rent property in Chozars, that's not true with houses because of the Zara, right? And this is something that comes from the next page, is that you can never rent them a merchat, a bathhouse, because nikra shmo, because people know it is yours, and as we'll see, therefore it's a problem when it's open on Shabbos. But that's what the Gemara is going to get at. Okay? So let's skip down to the Gemara. Okay? You got it? 6-7 lines from the bottom. Uvechutz laret mochren. Right, in Chutz La'aretz, you can sell them property. So my time, huh?
6-7 lines.
Right? You did the Gemara,
I assume? Yeah.
Right? Remember I told you, go through the whole Gemara at the beginning, because we were going to come back to issues within it. So Chutz La'aretz, mochren v'chulei. My time, huh? Right? Why, in Chutz La'aretz, are you allowed to sell? Kevan d'merachek lo gazrinan. Because since it's far away from Eretz Yisrael, so there's no reason to make a gzera and forbid selling land in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, except for, we'll see a little bit later that, you know, the Gemara that we're skipping for the moment, in Syria, that's not necessarily true. I'm going to review the Rishwal, Halacha, Rikur Yossi. And Shmuel says, "It's halacha, you're allowed to sell to them." But Amar of Yosef, who bilvad, shall yaseh shchuna. As long as you don't make enable a non-Jewish community with the kama shchuna, how much is this community? So tana ein shchuna p'chusa mishlosha b'nei adam. It's not less than three people. V'lochosh delma azel ha'yisrael mazmin l'chad oved kochavim. He says, but what are you going to do? Maybe you wouldn't be allowed to sell even a single property, because you'll sell a property, and then the next person will sell a second property, and the third person will sell a third property. Then you'll suddenly have a community. So Amar Abaye, alifte mifakdinon, alifne delifne lo mifakdinon. So this seems to be used loosely. Rashi just says it seems to be used loosely, which is klomar l'kulei ha'l'cheshinan. We're not worried for right so that far off eventuality. We'll come to whether this really means lefnei or not. But for a moment, let's just assume like Rashi that it means like that's far fetched or whatever. You don't have to be worried about that. Okay, so if I ask you, if you had to guess. This prohibition of selling land to a guy to create a shchuna, what is the nature of the yisur? And where does it apply?
Well, it kind of seems like it applies everywhere because of it's a vote is we said a vote is there.
Two things, right? So first, Nachum says that the simplest read of the Gemara, which I agree with, though we'll see not every Rishon does agree with that, is that this is about Chutz Laretz. Why do you think that?
Because, I mean, it doesn't specifically mention where, but like
giving
also,
a house would imply that you would be out of Israel.
It's good and good, right? Nachum says because it doesn't seem to be limited to Eretz Yisrael, and as Yosef points out, because the assumption is you're allowed to sell, you're just not allowed to sell too much, which removes you from Eretz Yisrael, where it's also to sell even one.
Right.
Right? It's very unlikely, right? The simplest read of this Gemara, it's very hard to say that the simplest read of this Gemara is that this has anything to do with
Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael. The simplest shot is that
it's Chutz Laretz. Or even
that this is Chutz Laretz.
Would we
right?
push it towards Surya also, or stay with Chutz Laretz?
You know, we could down in it, but the simplest product is not limited to Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
Who says that very clearly?
It's not.
Well, actually, you know what? One moment. And if you're right, so then why would it be Usher
to do it in Chutz Laretz?
Yes.
Well,
what evidence do we have from the Gemara?
The vote it mentions for.
No. I think that'd be hard. I don't not know. I think it'd be hard. Why?
Hard to do what again?
Hard to say that this prohibition is based on a Avodah Zarah. I mean, what would you mean by Avodah Zarah?
Well, the house is before.
Right, but why is that hard to justify? Not impossible, but why would that be hard to justify? Because it's mutter to sell property to someone who's going to bring Avodah Zarah in. It's only renting which is problematic because then
right.
it's yours. Remember,
right.
that was the whole thing. Is that, and then even if you get into a situation where rental is more like ownership,
right.
then it's not problematic.
Right.
So
is it problematic, or I thought it would become problematic? If rented becomes more of an owner, the idea of ownership.
Ownership is less problematic because it removes you, right?
Oh, why is it? Well, it says in.
It doesn't say anything.
Well, it says they might come to sell it to other people and so on.
Well, selling one property is a problem because it might end up making a shchuna.
Right.
And then where it says we don't have to worry about that. But why would it be usher to make a shchuna at all? Right, meaning, let's take what's clearly usher, right? The way Nachum takes this, which, again, I think is the majority, but I think is the easiest way to read this Gemara, is that this is about Chutz Laretz. Namely, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not allowed to sell a single property to, let's make it easy, an idolater. Okay? Let's make it easier. In Chutz Laretz, I can sell a single house.
You can't.
I can.
Right.
I can. Right?
Yes.
But why would I not be allowed to sell multiple houses such that I make a shchuna? What evidence does the Gemara give us?
I don't know.
Good. Nothing.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Right? The Gemara gives no evidence.
Yes.
Right? We don't know. We have no idea. Right? The Gemara doesn't tell us. Right? Now speculate.
Oh, boy.
Right, why might it be?
Why might it be? I guess because you're
not allowed to
the Jewish community from a certain area, like that, you know.
In what way?
According to the
Ritva,
it's causing damage to the.
Right, and we'll see. That's going to be the majority position, I think. I'm going to say, look, there's no problem in selling a house to a non-Jew. What's the problem? If you have a Jewish community and then you embed a non-Jewish community within it, right? Again, if you're talking. Let's before we get to nowadays, but if we just think about I don't know, Fiddler on the Roof, right? Fiddler on the Roof. Do you think that those Jews wanted three of those non-Jews that are portrayed in the movie to live in?
Those ones just wanted to burn them.
Yeah, right. Like it's bad enough that they randomly show up and burn down their cities, right? If you embedded them within the middle of the Jewish community,
it's
right?
Pretty dangerous.
They could have a bad day, get up on the wrong side of the bed. Right? Walk out of their bed
and
beat the first Jew that they see, right?
That they're hateful. You know that they are hateful towards Jews. It's like having
correct. That's why I'm making this easy. I'm saying imagine that. I don't want to
put it in that context where they're gonna
good. And why? So according to that, why would there be a difference between one and three?
Because one would be like what do you one Jew will.
One non-Jew.
One non-Jew can't do anything versus.
Yeah, right. Very simply, you'd say, look, if there's one non-Jew who
three families, it's three. People.
Whatever, but think about it. If there's one non-Jew, miskin, right? Like one non-Jew, the only property he could find was in the heart of Border Park, right? In the heart of Williamsburg,
what?
In the heart of New Square. What is he gonna do, right? If he wakes up and he decides he wants to hurt the locals,
you wouldn't put on any
ice. Right, exactly. But if he have three houses. houses.
In order to move into New Square, you have to either live there or marry into somebody.
What?
In order to move into New Square, you either have to marry someone in the town or you have to grow up.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I'm imagining. I'm saying, what's the argument? Is that maybe, look, when you allow them to buy enough that they can reinforce each other,
then
they wake up in the morning and, or whatever, right? Whatever's going to happen.
So never mind. I mean, you told us to read the Pirush Mishnayos, which brings up a bathhouse. Like, what is that?
Well, that's the end of the Mishnah.
Ah, okay.
It was just the whole thing. That wasn't the line that I needed. I mean, you can see the whole thing, but...
Yeah.
Okay, but before we get to the Rambam's complicated pshat, I think the Rambam is very complicated here, let's start with the Ritva. The Ritva, I think, is actually the simplest pshat in the sugya. What does the Ritva say? I'm sorry, I'm going to borrow this for a second.
It's not three people, it's three
houses. Let's read it. He writes in three words, Afilu Bechutz Laaretz. Right? Like Nachon, that the simplest read of this Gemara is that, right, if you follow the trajectory of the Gemara, what's the Gemara doing? It's saying, look, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't even rent.
Right.
Or you can't rent or sell. In Chutz La'aretz, you can sell but not rent. Right? Mm-hmm. There's a difference between fields and da 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 da. But even where there's no problem to sell a house, right? A house in Chutz La'aretz is the least problematic of all the possible things you could come up with. But there, that's only an individual sale, but not a sale of three.
Right?
The Hashta have a Kviusa Tuva. The Gazrina. So, the Ritva, the first half is what I think is the easiest, right? Now let's do our possibilities here, right? Let's start with it being in Chutz La'aretz, okay? Let's just assume for now, Chutz La'aretz. What?
You have to get better markers.
Right, Chutz La'aretz. Okay, so... The evidence that it's only about Chutz La'aretz is simply that in Eretz Yisrael you can't even sell a single one.
Yeah.
Right? That's, I think, the simplest read. Why is it mutter to sell one but not three in Chutz La'aretz? Right? That's really the question. One versus three. Right? So what does the Ritva say?
There are three, you'll start building a community that can go against.
Well, they could enforce each other.
You know what? Actually, before we look at the Ritva's reason, let's go to Tos for a second. Right? So Tosfos says, "Alifnei lomifkat mifakdinan hay siman ba'almahu." It doesn't actually mean lifnei iver. Klomar lukulei aylo cheshen. We're not worried about that much. Inami kevan deizer shchuna shel yavo hezek beYisrael. Kari le michshol lifnei iver. Alternatively, the reason we use lifnei iver, and remember all the beginning of the year we talked about, is lifnei iver also usher when you literally cause damage, right? You trip the blind person, right? So the Tosfos says maybe it's sort of like that, right? Just like you can't trip a blind person, you can't cause real damage, so you can't create damage by bringing a non-Jewish community into the heart of the Jewish community. But Tosfos says, what's the nature of the Yisr? Right? He seems to also hold it in Chutz La'aretz. Right? Tosfos says, what's the problem? Right? Damage. And what's the difference between one and three?
Three could back each other up.
Yeah, right.
One
it's a backup.
One is not as persuasive.
Right? That's all. Right? Backup. Right?
All units were beating up a guy now. You know,
good. The Ritva, now, according to, so now let me push you a bit. According to Tosfos, why is this halacha found in our Mishnah?
Why is it found in our Mishnah?
Yes. Is it conceptually linked to anything in the Mishnah?
Yeah. It talks about chutzah. I mean, it brings up selling.
Conceptually.
What do you mean conceptually? Like.
Okay, so let's try this again. Okay.
I don't understand. It clearly has more to do with Mishnah.
Forget this board. Okay, conceptually, right? I want you to understand where each Rishon is coming from. According to Tosfos, why is this halacha found in our Mishnah?
Because what do you mean? Why do they bring up Chutz La'aretz in our Mishnah?
No, the Shuna.
Oh,
here for Dani,
because it has what to do with buying and selling, buying houses and Chutz La'aretz.
Good. So let's put it differently in Dani's language, because the Vos
has what to do with
is similar, even though the Farvas is very different. Meaning the what is the same, right? Meaning according to Tosfos, why is this Mishnah organized the way it is?
for practical considerations. Right? Meaning our Mishnah talks about selling and renting land to non-Jews. Even though each Isser has a very different why. Right? Meaning, why are you why can't you sell property to a guy in Eretz Israel?
Because you're moving, you're giving land to a
non-Jew. Because Losachanim, and because Mafkia Maisers. Why aren't you allowed to rent? Mafkia Maisers, fine. Why aren't you allowed to rent a house to a non-Jew in Chutz Laretz?
Because they will also create a community in your...
No, rent a single house.
Oh, because they might bring in their...
Because they bring in their... Meaning, what is Tosfos doing? Tosfos is very simple. Tosfos looks at this and says, but he says, there is no conceptual link between these halachos. Right? Meaning, the why isn't the same. Right? Meaning, he's saying the why isn't the same. He's saying, why is this one Mishnah? Because practically...
They have what to do.
Yeah, meaning... Conceptually, right, like I said, to use Dani language, the vus is the same, right? The far vus is not, they're totally, right, they're not related, right? Yeah, the whys, right? The whats are similar, meaning they're all talking about selling and renting land to Jews, to non-Jews, in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz. Sometimes it's because of losachanim, and sometimes because of zara, and sometimes because of damage. Right? And that's it. Right? That's why this is here. It has nothing... Right? That's what I'm saying. The damage svara... Right? The damage svara has never shown up before. Right? Meaning, according to Tosfos, this is the first time that we get a concern about damage. And Tosfos would say... And what? And Tosfos would say what? So what? Right? So who cares? So this is not connected to the whys. Right? Doesn't matter. Right? That would be like, you know, lema davar dome, right? Mashal ma davar dome. Right? What's this? Right? If I wanted to give you a mashal.
Yeah.
If I told you, look, here's a book of rules, right? For your driving test. Right?
Yeah.
First page is about the signs. Right? Stop signs and yields and whatever. Right? Second page is about blood alcohol level. Right? Whatever it is now. 0.08% or something. Right? Or whatever it is now. That's what it was when I took the test. Right?
Still 0.08.
Right? Third page is about speed limits. Fourth page is about whatever. Right?
0.0025 or something. Minors shouldn't be drinking. Why would that be a number?
But that's why it's a lot less.
Whatever. Right? So you would say, I would say, what makes these rules hang together?
The fact that you might crash or...
So that's looking for conceptual link, right? Simply put, why are those in the same book?
Because they have what to do with driving.
Because you need to drive
safely.
So here are the rules for driving. So here are all the rules for driving, right? No one looks at it and says, oh, why does the same book have a yield sign, right? Which is there to protect... Right, you can get a lumdish, right? A stop sign is there to protect the other people. A yield sign, right? A stop sign is to protect the people who are walking, and the, I don't know, you know, or a student walking sign is there to protect pedestrians. The stop sign is there to protect drivers and pedestrians.
If you're taking your permits test, good luck. You know, this will help you.
They're loosely related because if you want to be involved in, right, or another mashal, right? If someone gave, if you are a, if you're going into real estate, right, to take this example, right? So you'll have classes on finance, right?
Right.
You have to learn a little bit of finance, a little bit of accounting,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of. I don't know, if you want to be involved in, you know, and also making sure that the houses are livable, right? You're the general, you manage property, so you need to know accounting, and you need to know the finances, whatever, but you also, and you need to know rent law, but you also need to know the phone number of the nearest painter, and plumber, and electrician,
yes.
Right? You'll tell me, what's the conceptual link?
There really isn't.
There isn't. It's just that if you want to be involved in real estate, so you need to do finance, and you need to, you know, have a, right? So Tosfos looks at this Mishnah and says, so they're not conceptually linked. What do you want from my life? We're talking about selling and renting real estate in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So in Chutz Laretz, there's another Isser. Don't sell a shkuna. It's because of damage. None of the other rules were about damage. Nishkeferlach.
Doesn't matter.
Right? That's for you. Fine. Right? No big deal. Right, no big deal. So they're not the same.
What do you mean? But because it, he says because in his Chutz Laretz, it's no problem, it's damaged.
No. He's saying, right? This is the first halacha that comes up that says that the reason that you can't sell three houses to a non-Jew in Chutz Laretz is because those non-Jews will end up hurting, damaging the Jews. I, that wasn't the reason that we weren't allowed to sell land in Eretz Yisrael, wasn't the reason that we weren't allowed to rent land in Chantar, it wasn't the reason, this is a new reason, right? Tosus will say, yes, so what? Right? What organizes this Mishnah is simply the fact that we're talking about selling it, we're talking about buying and selling. So, if you happen to sell three houses, so a new svara comes into play, namely, well, don't do it because it might hurt people.
As of now, it's three people.
Whatever.
Fault comes to bring
well, let's say three houses. Fine, shrine, three houses. Okay, let's just say easy. Yeah. Right, three houses. Yeah. Okay?
The Ritva doesn't buy this. Right? The Ritva doesn't buy this. Why doesn't the Ritva buy this?
He doesn't believe it.
So he agrees with Tosfos is about chutzpah. But he doesn't buy
damage.
Yes, he doesn't buy that three is about damage because why? Because what is he looking for?
Settling, like making a community. He doesn't want to conceptualize.
He's looking for conceptual link. The Ritva isn't willing to interpret the Mishnah in such a way that the only thing that makes it hang together is pragmatism.
He wants a conceptual link.
Ah, okay.
Right? Meaning, he wants not just that the whole Mishnah be about buying and selling real estate, but he wants it to be that if this halacha is in the Mishnah, it must be related not just to the what, okay, but the why of the beginning of the Mishnah. You understand what's driving Tosfos and the Ritva? Right? Tosfos says, I don't care whether this is a totally new reason. What organized the Mishnah is
the what and the why.
Is pragmatism.
The Voss has what to do with the Voss.
But
he's saying that's what he wants it to be.
Correct. Yeah. Right? I mean, the Ritva wants not just a link. Meaning, right, if we go back to our Mashal, right? The Ritva, right? According to Tosfos, he would be fine giving a textbook to someone who wants to manage real estate that had one chapter on accounting and one chapter on rent laws, right, and rent control laws, and one chapter on how do you find a good painter, plumber, whatever.
Right?
The Ritva would rather to three volumes, right? Right? There's,
jeez,
right? Right?
Yeah.
Right? He'd rather finances for real estate. Right? Pragmatic, right?
Economics for? Well, that's
whatever. Finance, whatever, yeah. And, Paper maintaining a house. Whatever, I don't know. Come up with it, whatever you want. Right? What?
It's a lot.
But that's what you want, but that's what he's thinking. Right? But that's what he's thinking. Right? And therefore, how does he manage.
I'm going to go with the toast.
So, how does he manage to say that not only are the cases in the Mishnah practically linked, but they're also conceptually linked? What does he do? What move does he make? So let's continue in the Ritva. And then I want to understand where he's coming from, right? This is what's clearly what's driving him. He says, Afil b'chutz laretz, right, agrees with Tosfos, Dehashta have a kviyusa tuva, and then he says the magic word.
Vigazrina.
Vigazrina. Oh, what does it mean?
And we make a decree.
What?
And we decree.
Decree what?
That's us ready to sell house.
Yeah, because you know why? So it sounds like, it looks sort of like, being, he seems to make a loose conceptual link. I think this is what he's saying, which is, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Lotitin Lahem Chanaya Bekarka.
Do not.
Don't give them a hold in the land.
Right.
The Ritva says, in Chutz La'aretz, there's no problem with giving them a hold in the land.
Right.
But if you give them three houses,
that's
a real hold, and therefore, Gazrinan, it's too close
to the Eretz Yisrael. So.
Correct, meaning, right, we set up things that are like, right, you see what he seems
see,
to, it's a bit fudgy,
yeah.
Right? But you see, I think that's what he's getting at, is that he's trying to say this isn't just a practical link, right,
it's a
conceptual link, which is the real one versus three is about how parallel, I think, is this to Chanaya. Right? Or right, to put it differently, right, to put it differently, what I think the Ritva is saying is, look, one house isn't really Chanaya if it weren't for a Pasuk. Right? Meaning, right? Like,
right.
If one aberration lives in Eretz Yisrael, if the Pasuk hadn't told me I couldn't sell one house to an idolater,
yeah.
I would have said, big deal.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
But giving him a city, yeah. I would have understood.
Yeah, but I don't understand. If he's saying that three houses is too much,
That's giving them a hold in the land. That he would hold an air.
Not in the land.
I mean, are we talking, Rabbi?
He's not saying they're identical. He's saying therefore it makes sense.
It's similar to giving them a hold.
Right. Similar enough, such that we have to usher it al tzera.
Wait, so would he say that is he saying that in Eretz Yisrael, like, it kind of seems that,
he's
like,
saying in Eretz Yisrael, it's Osir sell a single one because of Chanaya Bakarka.
Ah, and he's saying
but in Chutz Laaretz, we only Osir things that are, I think what he's saying, conceptually similar to Chanaya, which is, like,
three houses.
Yeah, but we're talking in Chutz Laaretz now.
But you say you can't be too similar, like, in Chutz Laaretz.
Correct, meaning he's saying, in Chutz Laaretz, we Osir something that mimics. Copies.
If you just
right?
look at the Ritva, it kind of seems like even he would say that in Eretz Israel, you would have to sell him also.
No. That's not what he says.
It's kind of what.
No, that's not what he says.
Stomp straight out. Like.
No, that's not what he says at all. He says, Afilu Chotzars, the Hashtavik Fiusa Tuva. Three houses, three people. Right? I think that's what he's getting at, right? I find it a bit stretchy.
It is a
right?
fudgy.
I think the Tosfos is the cleanest. Right? The Tosfos is cleanest. Right? The Tosfos just says, look, what are you hacking my tiny?
It's good because
right?
he brings the conceptual link, which is more
than you know that word.
I know everything, Donnie. Everything.
No. He brings a conceptual link, but it's still a little.
It's a weak conceptual link, but he's clearly trying to argue that there is some sort of link. Okay. Which, again, I'm not. Okay. Now, those are, I think, two models within Chutz Laaretz. Now, let's just look at a few more people who take this up. So, who else holds fundamentally like Tosfos that it's in Chutz Laaretz and they're only pragmatically linked? So you haven't gone to this, but it's pretty easy, so we'll read it now. Look at number 5, Ramukhe Yosef. Ramukhe Yosef says, right? Shuna, Bain Misuria, Bain Chutz Laaretz. Right? This is whether you're in Syria or whether you're in Israel, in outside in the total diaspora. Desharin Limkar Batim Lagoy. You're allowed to sell a house to a goy. Bubajal Limkar Lashlosha Goy. You can't sell to 3 goyim. Why? Dahainu Stam Shuna. That is
a community.
Mishum the Chashide Yashvichos Damim. Right? He's a bit more extreme than Tosfos. Tosfos says, I'm worried about damage. Okay, he says, I'm worried about murder. Right?
That's a little intense, but he's kind of saying with the Tosfos.
Yeah, I mean, he basically says the same thing as Tosfos. I don't know if Tosfos means this or not. I don't know what he means by Hezek. Right? Yeah. He could mean they're going to break your windows on Halloween. Right? He could mean that they're going to cause a pogrom. I don't know which one he means. Right? But the Ramukhe Yosef clearly is like worried about a pogrom. Right?
That's a little intense, but okay.
Right?
I don't think 3 houses are starting a pogrom.
What?
I don't think 3 houses are starting a pogrom, but... All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, who else says this? So if you look at number 6, I gave you a few shita from the Kovet Shitas Kamoi. Kovet Shitas Kamoi is just a book that collects a lot of Rishonim that are somewhat hard to find. So I just gave it to you here. So the first one is from Rabbi Yehonah, son of Lunil. Right? Lunil is where? This is Provence, southern France. Right? There you go. Okay, I've mentioned this before, but why is Lunil, right? The main cities in Provence are named for?
The rabbi.
The constellations. Right? Lunil means?
What? Lunil?
Means the moon.
La lune. No. La lune. La lune, you say.
Lunil is named for the moon. Yes, I understand that. But, right? It's named for the moon. Right? Now, we mentioned this before, right? The two main cities are named for the sun and the moon. Right? And that's why the Baal HaMaor, who's from Provence,
or light sun.
Baal HaMaor, he wrote 2 books, right? The Maor HaKatan and the Maor HaGadol, right? He's called the Baal HaMaor because in certain Masechtot, right, it's called, right, in Moed it's called Maor HaKatan, in Nashim Nezikin it's called Maor HaGadol, because that's the son of the moon, because he was from Provence. Everyone was into light names. Okay. So anyways, Rehona, son of Lunil, says, Ubuvachle as a shkuna, klomar, bein besuria, bein mechotzars, tishari limkar legoi, Ubuvachle yimkar leshlosh legoi, nanu stam shkuna, mishom, dechashide, ashvichos, damen. He also was convinced of this murder thing.
This is a little intense.
He says, "Inami imhayusham besamach lo shnei goyim sheisham shnei batim asul lamachar l'shlishi afilu bayis echa besamach lahem davi shkunim betya." And then he adds, "By the way,
it's not just usher to sell three;
it's usher to sell the third when two people already live consecutive." Right? Meaning, there's two ways of looking at it: can you sell three, or you can't sell the third? Right? He says you can't even sell the third.
One is that you sell three houses.
Right? And he has two deos. Right? He says either it means you can't sell to three, because you single-handedly have created a community.
Right, one is
or you can't
there.
Sell the third.
There's
right?
two there.
Either way, he thinks it's about damage. The question is how much of a responsibility do you have? Is it only if you single-handedly created the community, which you'll see in some of the modern posts, and that's what they're worried about.
Like,
right?
You sell three of your 11 houses.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Look, this is the type of thing that people really do get worried about. I mean, I'll give you an example from Staten Island. In Staten Island, there was an uproar in the community where my parents live a few years ago, because the government wanted to open on the outskirts of the Frum community. It wasn't just the Frum community was upset; the whole community was upset. It's like a normal suburban, community, like pretty clean of crime and things like that. They wanted to open like a home for troubled youth. Right?
I could see a problem.
Right? You understand. People get angry, right? There's not just halacha. Like, some people are saying, right, the first day in the Rabbi Yehuda Silonil is you can't plop down a problem in the middle of a good, safe, suburban community.
Yeah.
Right? The second day is you can't even, right? I mean, the first day is saying, look, to sell one house, two houses, that's not the issue. If you single-handedly bring in, right, a different demographic, your fault. The second day I said, maybe it's even more than that, that you can't be, right, responsible.
There's already a problem there you're adding on to the problem.
Correct, right, even though it's not your fault totally, right, once you hit the magic number, right, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, you can see both sides to that question. Okay, fine. Rabbeinu Yonah goes in this direction as well, though a slightly different spin, right? These are all slightly different spins. He says, here's the next one, right? Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, lefei shehem mityatzin laharal Yisrael. He said, what is the difference of three, right? So we talked about backup. He says it's a little bit more than backup, and it's, in English, we would call it collusion.
Colluding.
Right? The problem with three is that people will...
I don't know basic English.
Colluding with them.
He says, what I'm worried about, he says, Yesham shnei goyim, shnei ba'am zevet zatel, shnei shalom kar goy, shlishi ba'i shlishi. So first of all, he takes the third, not three.
Right.
He says, what's the problem? Levesh mityatzin, laharal Yisrael. What is mityatzin? What's etza? What's etza?
Ah.
His advice, they consult with each other, right? He said the problem is one guy, right? He has a problem with the local Jews.
He'll go to
not a problem.
He'll be like, he'll wake up, he'll be disgruntled. Whatever. Right? But if you have three of them and they're talking to each other and you said, you know what he did? You know what he did? Right? You know what he did? And then they'll say, what can we do about it? Right?
Yeah, I got a problem.
There's a dynamic. Right? He's saying it's not about backup per se, right? Meaning they're all going the same direction. He's saying it's not about backup, which is how I would have said it. He's saying it's they once you get a group of people, they can start colluding with each other. They can start talking to each other, coming up with a plan.
Well, I have a question.
They're all about that. Slightly different twists.
Right.
Right? And again, and this machlokes, is it selling three at once, or even the third, right? Now, honestly, the third makes more sense, right? I mean, the third is saying, look, the problem is causing damage, right? Once, if you're the Makom HaPatish...
But it's not the Makom HaPatish. There's still... You would say that doing all three is even worse.
No,
there was first place,
look,
and now you're adding
this
the problem.
You're looking at the Maisa. You're looking at the Totsah.
Yeah, but there you're adding the problem to the town. There's already somewhat of a problem, and now you're the one who is
bringing it to the dangerous levels.
Yeah, but bringing the three, you're bringing literally the entire danger.
Everyone agrees that you can't. No one says it's much to sell three at once.
Right.
Right. The only question is it also a problem to take it from a small problem and bring it to the critical threshold.
Right, but which one would you say is worse? I would probably say the three at once.
Oh, three at once is clearly worse.
Yeah.
But I think it's mistaber to say that you can't even sell the third, because if the problem is that you don't want that critical threshold being reached,
then the third is a problem.
It's just as problematic, right? Right, you have to say that it's only a problem when you sell three, right, is to say, look, I can't be responsible for the general tenor of the community. I just can't be solely responsible for destroying the peace of this nice suburban town.
You could sell the third.
Right, that would be the first day.
Right.
Good.
Why would you?
Sell the second.
And then
stick with the second half. Sell the second half.
Right, and Tosfos Rabbeinu Ochanan says this as well. Right, he says, "Machmak sheish goyim harbe darim biyachad nekel avo hezek liyisrael yidei kach karli nesinas michshol lifnei iver." Right, he says, if there's a bunch of non-Jews, it can cause damage. That's what we call lifnei iver. And again, this goes back to the beginning of the year, as I mentioned before. Right, those who accept lifnei iver is also talking about physical damage. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
You all remember we spent weeks on lifnei iver. We noted that there were some shita who accepted halacha lamaisa, the notion of lifnei iver is also when you call it physical damage, not as spiritual.
Yes, yes.
So clearly, Tosfos Rabbeinu Elchanan can now be added to our list.
That was a long shita.
Right? Good.
Interesting.
Right? They can be added to our list. Very good. But big adol, right? The Ritva, right? I think the simplest understanding, with all due respect to the Ritva, is Chosos, Muke Yosef, Rabbeinus and Rulunil, Rabbeinu Elchanan, right? Is, look, this Mishnah organizes a bunch of random laws about real estate.
The Nafka Mina would be like if it's a non-Jew that you know, like if you sell it to Jews,
potential Nafka Mina, right? Obviously. Right, a potential nafkamina to be, though it would be,
it's like
right?
Your
maybe is what type of guy.
If you buy
right?
if you're
going the level of damage, you're more likely to accept a meiri like thing, right? As long as you know they're civilized,
right, then
it's fine.
Like if
right?
you sell to your maid, you
correct. But if you think that no, it starts looking too much like
land, then it would be.
Then maybe we'd be more expensive, right? It's not about what type of non-Jew, right? Clearly, this one is about.
This is
how could you define when they're civilized?
But nobody else says like.
No, then that could be enough.
Nobody else.
You just said enough Kamina.
Right.
It might be enough Kamina. Right. Yeah, folio.
You said, how can you define those civilized?
What?
You said that, maybe you could sell them if they're civilized.
Right, well, that's what we've talked about over and over this year, right?
Yeah.
The Meiri's position, that as long as they're Gedurim, but Gedrea, that's out, right? They're civilized human beings.
You could sell it to your maid, then.
You know?
By made a nice house next to you, you know?
Okay.
So that way it's easier for
okay, good.
To clean your house.
Okay. Now, all of this makes sense. What makes a lot less sense is
the dinosaur.
Is the Rambam. The Rambam is very hard here. Cool. What does the Rambam say?
Where Perish and Mishnah is.
Yeah, what does the Rambam say in Perish and Mishnah is?
Said.
The Rambam also seems to indicate that the Itza and a Porshi.
Talk about Rambam. I love
it.
What does the Rambam say?
I mean, I kind of got confused because he's still talking about a bathhouse and
that was the end
like
of
a little Hashem. And
yeah, so that was the end.
Right.
But what does he say? Look at the Rambam. And this is where it gets strange. Right, the Rambam says... Hey, Mamru. Afa Mako Shamar Lahasker, who did Rabbi Meir Shamar Shlo Yasker Lehem Zulato Bisuria Bilvad. Avalo Beret Israel. Aval Ledad Rabbi Yossi, Yasuget Advaram Kain. Shamar Lolo Be Dimra Dira Amru. Vein Mazem Machloket, who Yasker Lo Bayet, Lasot Menu Otsar, Ulahena Bo Hanamuet, Alderach Yishav Aretz. Ulahavir Hashav, Amru Al Shmo, Klomar Al Yisrael, Balmerchatz. Wait, what is he understand the whole Mishnah about?
They go in like Chania, where like the Ritva.
He thinks he seems to think that this is only true in Eretz Yisrael.
What? Oh, because it's on the land.
Al Derech Yishav Aretz, right? It seems like on the whole Mishnah, right? And right, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, he says. Right?
Or you could say he's saying like the Ritva.
Look, Perigyot Halacha Gimel, right? In Avodas Kochavim, what does he say? Ein mocher lem batam v'sados be'eretz Yisrael, u'besurim mocher lem batam v'sados, u'maskir lem batas be'eretz Yisrael, v'vashle azah shchuna, v'en shchuna p'usa mishlosha. What does he say? This is the answer on what? On renting in Eretz Yisrael.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, that's about as clear as you can get.
Right, yeah.
He thinks that when it says don't sell three, you misread it. It's don't rent three in Eretz Yisrael because of Shchuna. He thinks, forget it. This mission has nothing to do with Chutz Laaretz.
Right.
It's only Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, because then he says later on, "And mutar l'machar lahem batim v'sados b'chutz la'aretz v'nei she'ein artena." Because
full stop, right? He and this is a very hard read in the Mishnah and Gemara, right? But the Rambam, I don't know if he had a different girsa, who knows, right? But the Rambam rejects all of this. And he says, not about Chutz La'aretz at all. This is about Eretz Yisrael. And how does it work?
Chutz La'aretz is completely mutter to sell and rent.
Good. And how does he understand the Mishnah? He goes like this. You can't sell them a single piece of property because?
Because it's giving them...
Because it's chanaya. And renting is not chanaya. Right?
But still.
But renting three...
is chanaya.
Is... that's too much. Right? The Rambam svar is very simple. Selling to a single person is giving a qualitative holding in the land to a single non-Jew. Renting to three non-Jews, it may only be for a year, but it's a quantitative problem. Right?
Okay.
Right? Meaning he's saying, you're right, the nature of their hold is temporary, but the expansiveness of the non-Jewish community just created is too intense.
So
right?
The issue of giving a community to non-Jews is only...
only in Eretz Israel. Right? Meaning, we saw, the right? Tosvos, Nuka Yosef, Rabbi Elchanan, right? Ritva, Rabbi Yonasan, they're all comfortable saying, look, this is a practical Mishnah which shoves together a bunch of halachos about property. Right? The Ritva says, look, I understand this is about Chutz La'aretz. I want some weak conceptual link. One second.
Yeah.
I want a weak conceptual link, so I'll say Gzera. Right? The Rambam says, I don't buy it. This Mishnah is fundamentally about, as much as possible, Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. Right? He wants a conceptual link. And what is he saying? Look, Migda Araisa, selling a single piece of property to a guy is usher because of Lotita Mchein. But renting to three is
also usher.
Is also usher. Right? Probably Migda Rabbanan, right? Because it creates too much of a hold. Right? Right? So Lidugma. Right? I mean, what's the Rambam really saying? Look. No,
yeah.
But what's he saying? He's saying, look. Right, if you were in your house, right, in your peaceful community of Passaic, right? So, if one day, right, you had a neighbor who had particularly loud children, right? One day, I don't know, the kid didn't sleep that night and he was throwing a tantrum, right? For one day. So what do?
And tell him to...
You don't say anything. Yeah. Like, whatever it happens, life happens.
Yep.
Right? If it happened day after day after day after day...
then you start saying something.
Good. What happens? Good. But what happens? But what happens if in one day, your whole block, right, is suddenly overtaken just for the night by frat parties? Do you call them, right, fraternity parties? Right, big, massive, drunken orgies, right?
I would say I go join the cops.
So what do?
Call the cops.
You call the cops. What's the difference, right? Because there's two things, there's two ways that something can become really, really egregious, right? Really, really in your face.
Over time? Or?
One is a single person, but gnawing into you day after day after day after day. That is the... right? That's the Rambam saying. If you sell property to a single guy, that's too much. Right? Because now that one guy is gnawing into Eretz Yisrael yom after yom.
Three people would be the...
correct. But if you rent to three people, that's like saying, look, it's a one-night frat party, right? But it's your whole block, right? You pick up the phone and you call the cops. Right?
In other words, he's saying it's not a problem even for one person?
To rent. Right, that's what he's saying. He's saying to sell to one or to rent to three.
It's an all-boys prep party, right?
All-boys, pasha. No.
Yeah.
No, that's why you're calling the cops. Because it's Usin, right? Look, it's all-boys can be problems also. Right.
That's what we say.
So, right, so again, what the Rambam seems to understand this is that no, it's all about Eretz Yisrael because he's not willing to buy that there isn't a conceptual link between the halachot here. And he said the context of these halachot are primarily lo sechaneim, right? And he says, so what is this? So what is this Yisrael of Shechuna? Again, it's a pretty hard read in the Mishnah Gemara as we have it, but okay, right? And he says, look.
Well, he's not saying what Yosef said. Yosef said in Chutzarts is completely mutter. You know,
right, so he says in Chutzarts is completely mutter. He said, aye, so what's the problem of Shechuna in Eretz Yisrael? But when could be usher? It's already usher to sell. So he's machadesh. Look, renting to someone in to Eretz Yisrael, no big deal. But if you rent to a lot of people, it is.
Yeah.
right?
Well, I mean, he doesn't really say what Rabbi Yossi says. Because Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter to rent houses, but not fields. So.
Look, it's a hard read. The Rambam is a hard
disagreeing with the Mishnah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he had a different gear, so I don't know what it is, but he clearly has, right, the Rambam clearly takes the position that, no, this is about Eretz Yisrael, right? And he says, what the Gemara is being Mechadish, that there's two ways of creating a problem of Chanai. Again, I assume it's Derabanan, but still. There's one person over time, meaning selling, or a bunch of people, even if it's temporary, because it's only renting. Right? Right? And again, you know, it's the reason that, look, you'll call the cops for one frat party, right? And you might call the cops if you're, right, if your neighbor refuses to close the window day after day after day while their kid throws a tantrum and wakes you up all night.
Yes.
Right? Right? After one night, you'll say, look, it happens. But if they never agree to close the windows, eventually you might end up calling the cops, even though the particular crime is micro. Right? But over time,
it gets enough.
Right?
There's one frat party on the block, even. Like, you know, it's one night, so you might feel.
Okay. I don't know how many people would. I don't think that's true.
There's three frat parties going on.
No, Donnie would call the cops after 7 seconds.
For one night. Yeah.
So would I.
But three frat parties going on at once on my block, yeah, we got a problem. No.
Yeah, you'd be like, I gotta put a stop to this right now.
Yes.
Right? And think about it, it makes sense, right?
Thank God I was blessed with good neighbors, one little couple, one Hashem. House is empty, so.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Good. That was an infomercial for Passaic there.
We also have a direct bus to Manhattan.
There you go. Okay. Now, just in case you wanted a nice summary, and I told you that, right? Now again, I gave you my possible interpretation of the Ritva, but that's not the only way you could read the Ritva. Right? You can read the Ritva in other ways, and if you want a summary of the sugya, right? Open up your Ritva. I'm sorry. Share with Nachum. I'm sorry. I can get another one, but. Right, and look at footnote 800 and 801, where he very nicely, as I gave you, he said he summarized the sugya. Right, so if you've lost me until now let's bring it together, and we'll just see the shittos. Not all of them, because I put a few extra, but basically you'll see most of the shittos. So he says, right, footnote 800 is the Ritva says Kain Kasev Bishach Yeradeya. So in Kufnuf Aleph Sivkatan Tezvav, which by the way is where. Number 9, right? Look at it, just to see it inside. Af b'chutz l'aretz, right? That's it, right? Even in chutz l'aretz, right? Just in case you didn't get that, right? Right, there you go. V'chein mashmer divrei hatur shulchan aruch sif yud dasu shchuna b'makom amutter limkar v'chein kazev arayvid b'shem rav haigon v'sever mekachom emkar shar yud avol b'rambam hilchot avot zara perek yud alcha gimel mashmad lo aser ela b'eretz Yisrael v'ayin dogol mirvava yoredeya kofnun aleph ala shach gun nezvav v'gam iri kazev nisra b'eretz Yisrael v'suri v'chotz aras mutter v'ayin hara smucha. So he said there's a fundamental machlokes. Those who think it's only chutz l'aretz, and those who think it's
not.
That's right. It's only Eretz Israel. Those who think it's even chutz l'aretz. Good. And now he summarizes it in footnote 801. And he says, "Lo nitba'er b'divrei Rabbeinu me'ezat tam gazal k'fira ga'im." He said the Ritva is not too explicit about why it's aser. Right? I'm suggesting that maybe it's connected conceptually back to Chanai and Yisrael. I can't prove that. That's just my guess. He said, "Me'iri kasav ho'ulu shloshehim." V'ein mafsik b'neihem yasher lam below avad zara. The Meiri says, no, this is connected to a different rule in our Mishnah, which is, he said, look, one person, maybe he's not an idolater. What's the chance, you know, 2,000 years ago, that you're going to get three non-Jews in one place that well, at least one of them is an idolater? He just says it's statistics, right? I'm willing to, right? That's how he understands it. Look, I'm like,
they were mostly idolaters, or they weren't?
They were.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So he's saying maybe you'll find one monotheist, Povisham, but you're not getting three, right? That's really the luck,
yeah,
of it, right? That's what he's saying.
Pushing your luck.
He says, Umitoch Stimus Rabbeinu Nirish, Gam Gamas Rabbeinu Kach. He said, I think that's what the Ritva means. I'm not sure that's what the Ritva means, but fine. And the payers at Tzaruch Iyun. He said, I'm not sure. Sharing this bar bigamara, she isra lazo shchuna hu gam bimechira. The problem is that we're talking about sale, unlike the Rambam. But the Pashas, we're talking about sale, and as we've already said, if you sell property to a non-Jew, it's not your problem. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Shainis bar beveja rivet uchluja rad and temi iri.
That's only with avodah zarah, though.
Right, because Yisrael beis dirav nation machna v'zarah l'sochol lo Yisrael l'shiras l'mechir dele beisan de nafshi kamayel. Ve'od sharei besamach tivemaskam asin kazer abenin v'chodras mutel haskar beis dirah. V'imkain lama asher kan lasos shkunam gam bechoslaretz. So Amnam Bazeg Shlomo de Rabbeinu Azel Kan the Fitir Mashab Samuch the Remed Mazid Mashem Renatam the Kosha Machnas of Avodoso Derech Keva Azer Gubam Chosloretz. So he says maybe what he means is what he quotes from Renatam later on is that even though in Chosloretz you're allowed to sell for one person to have an idol, you can't establish a place for Avodazara. Right?
So he's going back to the
Avodazara. So
and that's what he said. If you're selling three houses, right? You're right, it's not my house, but I am still. Right, one guy, right, to put it differently, right, the way the footnoter is arguing, what is the Ritva saying? Not like me, that it's Xer Asu Chanaya.
He's not saying damage and he's not saying Chanaya.
Right. He's saying, what he's saying is, look, if I sell a house to a single non-Jew,
yeah,
and he brings an idol, big deal. But if I sell it to three, it's Ki'ilu,
you're making a
I'm encouraging them to set up an Avodah Zarah Shtibel. Right? that's what I'm encouraging. Right?
Every hour prayers.
Whatever, right? I mean, that's what he's saying. He's saying, like, look, I'm not responsible for what happens behind closed doors in the house I sold. But if I bring in a whole community, right?
I should be concerned.
Right? He's saying, look, in Chutzlars, I don't have to be worried about what you do behind closed doors. But if I sell it to a bunch of people...
So it is concerning.
What?
So we're going back to the Avodas Kachavim and the Stam.
Look,
here they're saying it applies to all non-Jews. Here it's also all non-Jews, and the Ritva comes to
maybe,
say, nope,
maybe.
Only Avodas Kachavim.
Maybe. So that's the footnote. But what's the footnote are trying to do, by the way? He agrees with me, I think, that the Ritva is trying to find a conceptual link between...
But it's not Chanaya.
But not Chanaya, it's the other part, it's the Avodah Zarah component.
Right.
Right, namely, he's trying to find a conceptual link between the Yisra to rent and the Yisra to sell.
But that wasn't the problem with Eretz Yisrael.
In the Chanami, he's trying to link it to the second half of the Mishnah.
Ah.
Right, the Lo Savi Toiva Be'Sefa. Right, meaning, I think just structurally, right, the footnote, like me, sees that unlike Tosfos, who's fully comfortable saying, look, there's just a laundry list of rules here.
Right.
The Ritva thinks it has to be linked to something. I think it might be linked to Chanaya Bekarka. The footnoter said, no, it's linked to the second half of the Mishnah, namely, right, don't rent to an Ovid Avodah Zarah because then you're responsible. And don't sell to three because, in a Chanami, you're not responsible. If it goes on behind closed doors, but you're responsible for the Avodah Zarah Shtibel that comes because you set up an Avodah Zarah community. Yeah.
You'd be allowed if you put a restriction, no idols allowed.
Right, and he says, V'efshar shalazek even Rabbeinu B'mashe causes the Shechuna have a kviyusa tuva. He said maybe that's what it means. That three is too much of a kviyus. Right? Like
too much of Avodah Zarah for one town.
Exactly. But
two is okay, but three, forget it.
Correct. And he says, well, Pizeh, Yesh Latare, it's a bitam de kviyusa tuva, hechmiru vatsiyah Shechuna, gabi mechira.
Would he say there's no problem of letting a Stam non-Jew? Like, if you know he's not a Avodah Zarah.
So again, well, we'd have to ask all these questions, but this is what he says. No, right, by the way, just this is Moshe Goldstein is the guy who wrote the footnotes. He actually is pretty good in general, in all the Masechtas he's written on. Anyways, he says, V'chein mashma imi shizim mechir leves dira, v'afilo achar lasa shkuna gam b'mecher, lam b'shitas ha-rambam, mashma shlosser shizkuna elebe eretz yisrael v'skiris bilvad, chen gazim dolo gremel merababa. He says, a note, though the Rambam has a totally different understanding, thinks it's eretz yisrael and renting, v'chein masinim perish mishnayis la Rambam mishnaseinu, v'chol zem nefarik to yisrael lasa shkuna, m'bnei shemachnis avad yisrael avad tosos, alev nei katum tam chodosh, v'zeh shalo yavo, hezik li Yisrael. And he says, however, there is that other reason of the Balei Tosfos, which is that this is about damage. Okay? So let's just summarize what we've seen so far. Is we basically have three directions you can take. Right? One is to say this has to be so closely linked to the Mishnah that maybe this is only about Eretz Yisrael, and that is Hushita, the Rambam, and the Dogma Vava, as we will see. Right? And the reason that it's Usher is why?
So what do you have to say? Because it's making it kind of like
correct. I mean, there's two ways. There's qualitative and quantitative ways of making something a diras akos.
Yeah.
Right? Then there's all the way to the other extreme. They're saying this is chutz laretz and look, it doesn't need to be conceptually connected in any way, shape, or form to anything that was in the Mishnah before it. It's just telling you there's all types of real estate laws. One of them is you shouldn't be selling a bunch of property to non-Jews in one place because it'll cause damage, murder, take your pick, right? Tosfos Mikayoser and Elchanan and Rabbeinu and Hillel, blah, 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 blah.
Either way, it's
right? With, we noted, a little bit of a suffix of whether it means don't sell three at once or don't sell even the third. Right, and then in the middle you have the Ritva, who agrees it's Chutz La'aretz, but he does seem to want to find some sort of more integral connection.
Does he agree with the Chutz La'aretz?
Meaning he says the Yisrael is only in Chutz La'aretz, unlike the Rambam. Right, but he doesn't seem to say okay, it's in Chutz La'aretz, but it's not. It's, you know, it's only connected practically to the other halachos. He does seem some sort of conceptual lick. I'm suggesting
how,
that maybe
how practical is it?
Meaning it's not just practical, right? Right, meaning, right, I'm suggesting that according to the Ritva, the problem is that three is closer to Chanaya. That's what he means by Kfiyus HaTuba.
Okay.
The footnoter, right, Moshe Goldstein says maybe what he means is that when it's three, right, even though I'm not responsible for a single person worshiping Avodah Zarah behind closed doors, I'm responsible for an Avodah Zarah shtibel, right, and that's the problem. But either way, right, what seems clear in the Ritva is that whatever exactly the Ritva is trying to do, structurally what he's trying to do is explain why it's in Chutz La'aretz, but how it's conceptually similar to something that was earlier in the Mishnah. Right? Something. Right, not clear exactly what, but that's clearly what he's doing structurally. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's just try to get up to... Let's just look at two more sources. Shulchan Aruch, number 7, says, Lo yimkar v'lo yaskir l'shlosha ovdin kol miyachad b'shchurur ha-yuhidim aval echa l'shnayim mutu l'imkar l'haskar kol mashiyirtze v'lo chashin en shem yimkar yaskir hu l'achirim. Right, that's just the summary of the halacha. Right, no chidushim. The Taz follows Tosfos and says, the Shema Yerasakana l'Yisraelim l'idekachat v'shalom. Right, he follows Tosfos and all those we showed him that it's about damage. Right, and as we saw, the Shach notes that it's even in Kosaris. Okay, let me just tell you what you have here.
Machlokes in a
Malchus. I think actually, this is actually good. I think we're only going to spend one more day on this. Well.
Really? Oh, because the whole other part is in English.
No, so there's three more things here, but I don't know if we'll read the Arshas Baal. Let me just tell you quickly what there is here, and then we'll finish, okay?
All right.
So, number 10 is an article by Rabbi Yisrael Rosen, where Rabbi Yisrael Rosen was trying to figure out...
I just wanted to get nervous, he's about to say Kaddish.
Okay. So, Rabbi Yisrael...
What's going on?
Okay, we'll pause for a second, then I'll summarize. Pause for Kaddish.